Another foreign policy crisis has been simmering for as long as the rivalry between Pakistan and India has, and that's the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. Essentially, it's a dispute between two peoples who claim the same land. The problem has resisted resolution by every American president since Harry Truman. Well, now Barack Obama's going to give it a try. Yesterday, we heard an Israeli perspective on our program. Today, we go to the Arab world. Muin Rabbani is a contributing editor of the Washington-based quarterly Middle East Report. He's in Amman, Jordan. Mr. Rabbani, President-elect Obama spoke yesterday of a new dawn in American leadership. He has said that the Middle East peace process between Israelis and Palestinians is going to be a diplomatic priority from day one. For you, is that a welcome and promising specter for Palestinians, or something less than that?
No, I mean, he's not promising much. And also, there are no indications that what he has to offer is anything substantively different than the failed policies of his predecessors, particularly Clinton and Bush.
That's an interesting comparison, though, because Clinton and Bush had two very different policies when it came to the Middle East, although both of them got the sides to talk to each other about a two-state solution. President Bush, as you know, employed the use of the term Palestine. Bill Clinton got Rabin and Arafat to shake hands on the White House lawn. What more would you expect Barack Obama to do other than making incremental headway?
Well, I think in fairness to Bush, he basically picked up where Clinton left off. And I see no indications that Obama intends to reverse course or to do anything more than pick up where Bush is leaving off, which is basically keeping the negotiations going for the sake of keeping the negotiations going and not really doing anything forceful on the key issues. I think people who think that there's going to be a sea change in U.S. Middle East policy are either not reading what's being said carefully or otherwise deluding themselves.
If you were projecting what Barack Obama could do immediately and, for instance, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton could do, what would be the item on day one that you think would show that they are serious about Middle East peace and can actually make progress?
If there is one thing that the incoming administration could do to demonstrate a seriousness of purpose, it would be to compel an immediate and comprehensive cessation of Israeli settlement activity in the West Bank. You know, that would demonstrate that they at least want to freeze the factor of time while they work out how to achieve a durable settlement. But again, I don't see that happening. What I suspect is going to happen, the incoming administration, you know, it's already saddled with this global financial meltdown. It's got two wars in which the U.S. military is actively involved. The whole issue of the Iranian nuclear file, it'll then look at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and probably look at it as something, you know, it's already been there 60 years. It can wait another few while we sort out these more pressing concerns first. And, of course, dealing with this conflict in whatever way is sure to arouse significant domestic political opposition as well. And so all the indications are that that we shouldn't expect anything serious on day one.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Muin Rabbani is a contributing editor to the Middle East Report, which is based in Washington, D.C. He is in Amman, Jordan. Thanks again.
Thank you.